the time of departure. It helps then for the noble souls, takes the soul upwards. It's Udana. And Upaprana, Naga, Kurma, Krikala, Devadatta, Dhananjaya. Blinking part and burping part and sneezing part, yawning part, and one which pervades everywhere. And Dhananjaya, last week I mentioned, we are not the only resident in this body. Many germs are there, many bacteria, many other other bacteria, viruses are there. It also has to be nourished. Dhananjaya, it looks after that one. Even after our departure, it stays in the body. For example, if my finger gets chopped off, if I take my finger to the hospital in 1 hour's time, 1 hour or 2 hours, they can put it back. Because the prana in this one hasn't left completely. There still prana is there. It helps in joining together. So pranayama helps in strengthening various other parts of the body. And the other important part of the pranayama, it's doing the pranayama activates the brain, right brain and left brain. If I breathe through the left brain, it activates the right, left nostril activates the right brain. Right nostril breathing activates the left brain. In the females, the female quality is they have a very well developed right brain. Males generally have well developed left brain. In the yoga, it says you need to have both side of the brain well developed. If it is only the masculine part, even some females, only the masculine part is developed. The rational thinking, it's a head over oriented person. There is no heart here. And the left brain, females, it's a right, your right brain is connected to the heart. Heart oriented person. You need, if a person is completely heart oriented or completely head oriented, it's a lopsided development. We need both head and heart well developed. Ardha Narishwara, it says, it's Ardha Narishwara symbolizes both masculine and feminine personality well blended in that person. That person is fit to be a philosopher. If you want to understand the scriptures, if you want to understand things properly, and if you want to be a good manager in an organization, you need both. If you have only one-sided development, it's a lopsided development. For example, if I'm a lawyer in profession, I will have only the left-sided development. I won't believe anything. Only I go by the lines. What is written? There is no heart involved, no emotion involved, only the heart part. If I am a doctor, that side, it's a hospital, nurse, that person need to have heart, sympathy, empathy for the patient, compassion for the patient. It's, they say, nowadays in the hospital system, the interface, contact between the doctor and the patient is minimized. It is instead replaced by the technology. Technology, machine speaks to the patient. Machine diagnoses. There is no talking, only scanning. And the interface between the doctor and the patient is about 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Longer you spend time with the doctor, you have to pay more. You want to get out of there as quickly as you can. There is no emotion involved. They say in the hospital system also that the major portion of the healing happens if the contact time with the doctor or the nurse is more. The healing happens quicker. If only the machine is talking, patient loses confidence. It's a dryness in the patient. There is no joy in the patient. You need the patient, this heart part. In the hospital system, modern day hospital system, this heart center is lost. it is replaced with the head center. We need head and heart for our personality, blossoming of our personality. And our pranayama, we'll do the pranayama, and left brain, it's activates the right nostril, right brain, left nostril is connected to the right, and right nostril is connected to the left. And also in the pranayama, try to hold the breath. Holding the breath, we get tremendous strength to our personality, we get by practicing the kumbhaka pranayama. Kumbhaka pranayama, holding the breath, holding, in Bhagavad Gita also says, apane juhvati pranam pranapana tatapare pranapana gati rudva pranayama parayana. Prana apana gati rudva, inhalation and exhalation, regulating, holding, stopping, that one is called as kumbhaka, that is called as pranayama, holding part. In the Patanjali says, Shvasa Prashvasa Yor Gati Vichedana Pranayama. Gati is the rate of inhale and exhale, stopping that one. It is called as pranayama. We get the strength, real strength we get. Whatever you do in your life, whatever you task you take up, to have the perseverance of that one, tenacity, to increase the tenacity, hold it. I won't give up, whatever it may come. That strength you get not through your physical strength. You get it through the pranayama, that inner strength. Inner strength gets awakened. We will do the kumbhaka pranayama today. Left thumb and index finger together.